It is 4:37. It is Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. We are live at Ticket Stock at the Plano Center, the Q Chevrolet Ticket Stock, I think.
I mean, you think.
I know. I'm really bad at copy points without them right in front of me like Ron Burgundy. But, yes, Q Chevrolet Ticket Stock with authority.
There you go.
Now, in the next segment, we will have Cowboy Man Doug Free with us.
All right.
Big strapping left tackle will be up here, I think, at 4:50. And then at 5:30, George.
Whatever.
We have the Newlywed Game.
Yes.
Starring all of your ticket favorites and also all the guys you hate at the ticket, and they will all be up here.
That'll be gay.
And that's at 5:30,
oh.
And it might be super gay.
Oh. Corby and Mike, Bob and Dan.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
The Musers. And then Gordo is the host.
He's
the game
gay.
Show host.
And Norman Mike.
And Norman Mike.
So I'm paired with my producer, Mike Soroy.
Of how many months
hey,
now?
Hey,
almost
they're,
a year.
They're still living the honeymoon.
Well, you guys are.
We have Mike Soroy on right now. Hi, Mike.
Hey, bye.
Hey.
You seem very relaxed.
Yeah, I mean, I get excited about anything.
I just have fun talking.
Well, they have enough energy to say hi to Norman.
Super casual.
Whatever. You're both super.
All right, what do you want to predict that Mike, wherever he is right now, is smiling?
He is.
He is, because I'm looking at him right there.
Now,
I love Soroy.
Do we have these super casual delivery rankings on the
everybody
station?
Take a look at Soroy over there.
Them?
Because, take your hat off, Soroy. Show everybody how diseased you are.
What
look at him.
Oh, come on. He's battling something.
I know. He's winning, as I like to say.
Winning.
He's winning. Winning. That's right.
Hey, wow, Charlie Sheen joins us
winning.
Now.
Charlie Sheen.
And I am winning.
How's it going, Charlie?
Yeah, I just hope that your travails are full of nothing but pain, especially if they lead to my octagon.
Well, I mean, is he insane?
Yeah,
he
yes. lost it.
That sound you
and
had
you know
yesterday,
what? Gordon, was it, unbelievable.
It's great. I'm loving it.
The sound?
No, he's funny. I mean, yes, this is a meteoric collapse, right?
Yeah.
But at least be funny while you're doing it.
But he is funny. The stuff yeah. he says is so hyperbolic and so ridiculous.
You're going to battle me with my fists of fire.
Fist of fury and fist of fire, that's yeah. right.
If you did...
And he's got poetry coming out of his fingertips.
If you did fake Charlie Sheen and did the sound he did yesterday, would people believe it?
What's the sound?
It sound like a character.
Yeah.
It sound like a written character.
He's doing a bit.
Yeah.
Do we have that at the station, or are you playing off your computer?
I played it off my computer.
Oh.
Because
computer.
Of me, I got a computer.
Wow, you got a computer?
That's good. Right. Scoreboard P1s, I own a computer.
His computer can make audio talk.
By the way, Norm and I both are sponsored right now by white people. And
good. Nice. It's a golf club.
Sponsored by white people.
Yeah, so this is for all you whiteys out there.
The people at Game Day Attire were nice enough to give you that. And
you don't get enough credit, white people. You work hard for your money.
Stop it.
And I'm here to support you.
Stop okay? bringing race into everything.
I don't know, man.
I just think white people are super gay.
All white people?
Yeah.
Huh. Sounds like a well thought out point.
Hi, Miss Price. Have y'all talked to Miss Price yet?
Hi, Miss
yes.
Price.
Hey.
Quincy! Quincy!
I love Miss Price.
Yeah, she's really here. Wow.
Y'all did or did not talk to her?
I had a picture made with her.
I did too.
No, I mean, if we have her on the air.
Oh!
Have we made everyone's ears bleed yet?
George.
What?
She's sitting right there.
I know.
And you're making fun of her.
I'm not making fun of her. She has a really loud voice.
She doesn't appreciate that.
Come on up here, Miss Price.
Oh, no.
Come on up here. Come over
I
here.
I just want to say.
Come around here. Come around the stairs.
Now, you got 5 minutes here because Doug Free.
Uh-oh.
Well, we thought we'd talk to two key components of the Cowboy organization, Miss Price and Doug Free.
I just don't know if this is perfect for a five-minute window.
And I don't really know if I made my point clear. This is the white round table.
Stop it with the white stuff.
Yeah. Oh. Jeez.
Come on, Miss Price.
Am I six? I want to
yes. Right here. Right next to
you
me.
You really don't need to mic her.
Look all right, give a P1 welcome to Miss Price.
Yeah.
Oop.
I think.
Well, she's on now.
Where's Jordan's your, making fun of you?
You sound like a dying animal. Oh, look at all those.
Look at this cowboy rails with.
Hi,
hi,
Miss Price.
Why'd you tell me to tell that?
What?
This. She's got a big cowboy star ring.
No, this was to be the ring that William was going to give Kate until he realized the design had been used already.
Yes!
All right, what are you doing now?
All right, we have
Miss Price.
What is it?
What?
Here, let's get the microphone right there.
Put it right in front of your mouth there.
Don't mic her too much.
You speak very softly.
I cannot believe we're having a heart.
I'm ready, Bob.
No, okay. Put this on top of your head there. It'll slip off there. That's it.
Uh-oh. Okay. What is Norm doing?
All you have to do is just get it within her area.
There you go.
We'll be able to hear her. Okay. Now, what are you doing on here today, Miss Price?
I heard that
stop it, Gordon.
The ticket was here.
Yeah, that's right.
We're here.
We make it out here for every ticket stop.
So I said, let me go and see Norm.
Not Gordon. You don't want to talk to Gordon, do you?
Oh, Miss Price loves me. We talk every year.
Mm-hmm. Really? He was over there impersonating. He's doing it again.
Who cares? Just tell me this. Tell me this. Did you go to the Super Bowl?
I did. I was there. And let's see. Did you get some FaceTime during the Super Bowl?
I normally do, you know.
Uh-oh.
You're a bit of a star.
He makes sure.
She gets FaceTime.
Yeah.
I mean, that screen at that stadium is huge.
Now, you hate Jerry Jones, right? You said that he doesn't have the guts to ban you from the stadium.
He's such a mess maker.
He is a mess. That's what is right.
He is unbelievable.
Mark?
Mr. Jones doesn't bother anyone. He's too busy trying to take care of the Cowboys.
What happened to the Cowboys?
Do you like the new stadium better than the old stadium?
Somewhat. It's Lord, you know, like if someone says, Miss Price, I'm in this suite, come by and see me, and I'm going like, oh, my God. Huh? It's so large.
Wait, large? What does large mean?
Big, huge.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Have you been up on the big screen yet?
Several times.
Several times.
Right. What kind of tickets? I always wonder, because you're always in the front row. I wonder, do you move down there? Do the Cowboys set you up with tickets, or have you been a season ticket holder for a long time? How do you do
what
you do?
Put an egg timer on his questions.
Okay,
how do you do what you do?
I'm a child of the king. I go where I please. Next.
She just dismissed Bob. That's very, the Sterminator.
Very Sheen-like ending.
It's the Raining
to that
Baptist
answer.
You just dismissed there.
You know, what do you call your hairstyle?
He calls it... What do you call it, Gordo?
Awesome.
Well, before, when it just looked like that... You know what it looked like? It looked like that kind of the trampy dog from Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, you are so ugly.
Isn't he terrible? He's a mess
station.
Maker.
Yeah, he is.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something, audience. This guy here has always wanted me. And I would always turn him down of my association with America's team. I cannot afford
scandal.
Any hoopla.
Yeah, you can't.
So, I don't want to be on the front page. But this man at the training camp, everywhere.
He hit on you, didn't he?
Miss Price, Miss Price, Miss Price. I said, what is wrong with you?
When was the, and you can answer this, when was the last time you made love?
Oh, my God.
Gordon. Let me see.
That's a legitimate question.
Let me see.
I'd like to remind you.
What do you think that she does?
It's quarter to five, Miss Price.
You know what? Love is in the mind. I have a beautiful family. I have three girls.
Yeah.
I am so busy. I'm in the medical field. I work every day.
So that means you've shut down that area.
And it's not your business.
That's right.
Yes.
Hey.
Business.
Finally, someone standing up to Gordo.
Bob says everyone over 50 does not have a love life.
I think that's incorrect. I know Norm.
Well, you know, I
come on. You know,
it's a new program that's called Baggage, and this lady was there yesterday, and she was 72. She was stunning.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that she chose, I guess maybe was a couple of years older.
What in the world
so
is she
I think
talking about?
I love is in the mind. So right. I don't know about that over 50.
All right, what happened to the Cowboys this year? What went wrong?
Well, I think we did travel quite a bit.
Too much travel in preseason?
I don't know. I think we just have more concentration. Do you know when you see the teams that played this year that you thought were going to
what?
Win and didn't
not what you're
win.
Talking
anyway,
about.
I don't know.
So shut up. It's just some things
it's
just
a tough
happen.
Game.
Yeah, right.
But we're going. I'm gonna tell you something.
We're going to the Super Bowl this year, aren't
good.
We? Surprised.
Yes.
Tell me something for once.
You're so silly. Go ahead.
All right, listen, this is what I want you to do, Miss Price, since you have a very famous voice.
Very quickly.
Will you say, scream out in your Miss Pricean fashion, welcome to Ticket Stock, P1s.
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to...
No, no, loud, loud.
Welcome to Ticket Stock P1.
You got to make your voice hoarse, though.
Yeah, let's hear the big Miss Price.
Go get him!
Okay, now we
now
need...
Now say, make love to me, Gordon!
Oh, Gordon, I don't want you.
Yeah! All
right.
Doug has been defeated.
God bless you. Yay.
Cowboy man.
Has been defeated.
Doug Free is next from Ticket Stock.
Doug Free!
Tony Romo!
Tony Romo!
Quincy!
Poor Quincy. Quincy!
Hey, good, strong P1s. The ticket rocks the pot.